This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Sam Zeff. Healthcare advocates, including the Kansas Hospital Association, want the state legislature to go ahead and expand Medicaid in the state. An expansion bill is waiting for a vote in the Kansas Senate as congressional Republicans push a plan to replace the Affordable Care Act. That plan would leave a window open for states to expand Medicaid eligibility until January 2020, but Congress may be looking to roll back federal support beyond that. And that gives Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel pause, as she told KCUR's Jim McLean.
The bill not only expands access to the program till 2020, it also withdraws the federal support in 2020. So if we were to choose to expand—
Yeah, but that population that gets covered in the meantime gets that 90% going forward, but just that population.
Right, but it puts us in a situation— that we have to pay then for the expansion in 2020 if that bill passes. And I am very close to the Hospital Association. I care very much about healthcare and the quality of healthcare in Kansas. And when I first talked to the Hospital Association before session started, they knew we were going to have a new plan. And they said, Susan, we need to be in on the ground floor on the new plan. And we need partnership. We need a partnership because we need to engage in whatever the feds are going to come up with in a healthcare solution, which I'm willing to do. But that solution is changing. And I don't think we have the money to access those people that aren't covered and then all of a sudden pull them off in 2020. I prefer to wait till we have a plan with the Trump administration, and I think we need some legislative involvement in going forward because the healthcare feels like they're the ugly stepchild in Kansas. They feel like they've been ignored, and
well, they have actually. I mean, for 3 years they couldn't even get a bill on the floor.
That's right, they have been ignored. But I do believe, and I've been told this, that let's say we pass that bill and we send that waiver to the desk, that it could sit there, because what I see the feds doing is winding that program down. And I really don't know that they're going to allow it for 2 years because the federal government's broke too.
Right. I think you're right. I think it's either if you're a supporter, the glass is half full. If you're an opponent, it's half empty and the water's draining out of it, because you're right. There are some people who believe that though once you allow other states to get in and you have that population expanding until January 1st of 2020, what will the feds do then with virtually every state has expanded and are asking for that 90% match? Will they really then just do away with the program? I mean,
they're taking steps to that position. There's mm-hmm. no question that's where they're going, because the truth of the matter is Social Security is not breaking the federal budget. Healthcare is the cost of the tremendous debt of the federal government. I see them backing out. I think they want to go back to free market.
So you think what's happening at the federal level actually hurts the chances of the expansion bill here in the state?
No, I think I think that passes. I believe the bill passes on the Senate floor. I'm not sure if it's veto-proof, but it'll be close to veto-proof if it's not, because the healthcare community has become very vocal and they want assistance. I just think the timing's wrong, and we do need a partnership with this healthcare community. I'm just not sure what that partnership looks like.
So for you, it's a vote just to get in line, and so we have a seat at the table to negotiate whatever comes down the pike.
Right, and I almost think that because they've been so ignored, I'd almost want some year-round legislative committee that could call the legislature back to, because I think it's going to come when we're out of session.
Mm-hmm.
That bill's going to pass when we're out of session, and I think that we need more leaders involved in that partnership from the legislature.
That's Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel talking with KCUR's Jim McLean about the possibility of Medicaid expansion while Congress considers a new federal health care overhaul. You can hear the entire episode of State House Blend Kansas podcast by searching for us in Explore and tapping Follow.